Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four, we about that action. So tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block and we ready, let's go. Tap in and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Before we went to break, we talked about what was going on in Idaho. I want to open up the lines. Do you believe that the governor... Governor Little of Idaho, is this a thing to do when it comes to people that practice pedophilia, the death penalty? They're saying it's only for extreme ideas, repeated ideas, but I'll say this, some got to shake. Something got to shake when it comes to this, because every day we have situations, and I got a call from attorney B.I.V. Lamar today. And he said that he was dealing with the situation at Rufus King. Now, there was a press release that came out from Rufus King to the families. And I have a copy of it. It's going viral online. It says, "Dear Rufus King High School families and staff, I am writing to inform you of an ongoing investigation related to our school. We are aware that allegations of misconduct have been made about one of our staff members. This is under investigation by MPS and Milwaukee Police Department. Because this incident involves our students and an employee, we cannot reveal the name of the staff member or any details about the situation. We can share that the employee is not currently working for our building. Pending a full investigation, we understand that some students may be aware of activity that took place and may be upset about it. If your child needs assistance or wish to speak to a trusted adult, please contact me." He gave a number. "Your call will be kept confidential. Please know that we are taking all possible steps to investigate and resolve the situation. We will send an update if more information becomes available." This is from the principal, Doreen Battalo, the principal at Rufus King. The person that posted this, and this is alleged. This is alleged. This is what's on the Facebook social media post. This is alleged. But what the parent, this is a parent that posted this. This is what the parent said. And this is alleged. Now, I don't know the details. I'm sure now that attorney B.I.V. Lamar is involved, that once he can get the situation together, he will definitely come and let us know, Truth Nation, as usual. He'll let us know what's going on. But this is what the parent, I was tagged in this post, and the parent says, "My baby said word around King is that a teacher is a sugar mama." This is something that got something to do with a teacher and dealing with these students in a certain kind of way. And they say that a female teacher, that's a sugar mama to a few boys on the basketball team. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what the mother is saying, that her baby is saying that's the word on that's going around King, the school. And it goes into a bunch of other stuff, but something with the teacher misbehaving with the students. That's what I'm getting from this post. And I'll tell you this. This got to stop. Every other day when I get on the air dealing with this community, I'm getting tagged or people are calling me that somebody's being inappropriate with a minor. And this has been going on since the Tory Lowe show started. And it's just enough is enough. Enough is enough. And when it comes to our youth, our job is to make sure that they got the tools and the resources that they need to become respectable adults, you know, in society, productive citizens, if that's the case, if they can get to the point where they can become adults and be productive. So I don't know if anybody, you know, have any more information on if you're a student or if you're a parent and you're listening to the show from Rufus King, if you got, if you know what's happening then, you know, you can call in 833-212-1017. Try to, you know, fill in some of the blanks here. But once again, Attorney B. Ivy Lamar is contacted me and said that he was working on the situation at Rufus King. He did not go into the details of what he's working on, but he is, representing some students when it comes to this situation that reached out. Also, we have a situation that took place last night. For those that are tuning in, a young man, one of my brothers in the community, lost his life bouncing at a nightclub. Maurice Williams lost his life at a nightclub bouncing. They're saying that it may have been targeted. He may have been targeted by somebody he was familiar with. Also, I'm hearing that the person that used the deadly force against him, that person is not alive as well. So they're saying that two people lost their life and one person was injured. Well, the two people that lost their lives, one was Maurice Williams, and the other person was the person that assaulted Maurice. Big hurt. So I talked to the mom during the break. The mom called me while I was on the air. And after the show, I will be with the family. I've helped and dealt with this family multiple times in my advocacy journey. It was good to see Maurice helping out the youth football program alongside Carvell Brooks, who is the CEO of the CLE Panthers boys youth basketball and football program. Just heartbreaking. I didn't know if I was going to make it on the show today when I heard the news. So keep the family in prayer. Keep the community in prayer. Keep everybody affected in a negative way in prayer right now on this Friday. But once again, we have a tragic situation that happened in our community as well. And we want to see, or whatever we got to do, whatever call to actions we're going to do, I'll let y'all know. Once again, Maurice was a nice man. He was definitely out here working with the young people, feeling his way. I seen him grow into being a great mentor for the CLE Panthers basketball team, football team. Working alongside Carvell Brooks, who won a community award, a Truth Community Award this year for mentoring. These are real frontliners out here being affected in a negative way. And whatever we can do to try to help. Once again, 37-year-old Maurice Williams is one of the two victims in a late night shooting at a Milwaukee Gentlemen's Club. It's starting to make the rounds on the news. They're starting to find out who he actually was. When the original articles came out, they just said it was general. They didn't have any names. But now they're starting to add the names to the articles. And once again, one of our brothers in the community, he's been on the Tory Lowe show, I think twice, talking about the youth, fighting for the youth. You know, that's tough. It's actually, I'm going to tell you right now, it's actually tough for me to be on this show today because of this, because the family is hurting. And once I'm done with the show, like I said, I will definitely head that way. But like I said, send up the prayers to the family of Maurice Williams. He lost a son a while back due to what we believe was having mold in the home. And, you know, that was a tragic situation when I was working with the family a few years back, and we tried to fight to get laws out here when it comes to having black mold in the house. He lost his newborn son to what they felt that it was black mold, and the baby breathing in mold, living in a lot of moldy conditions. And we had a huge battle with that. We got some attorneys involved trying to fight, and you know, from then on, we just grew as a family and got to know each other over the years, and different things took place where, you know, he asked me to come and assist in different ideas. And he was actually growing into somebody that was actually trying to be about that action and being about that action when it came to the young people. So we're going to go to break. And when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. And 1017thetruth.com.
Yo. I go by the name of Pharrell from the Neptunes. And I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before. Come on.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brothers E on the ones and twos. A homeless man in California has became a millionaire, DJ Brother Z. He went in there and got a scratch-off ticket. We talk about a lot of things about homeless, a lot of conversations going on about what they did with the money, with all that money that they gave to build up and try to help the homeless down there. But there's a good story that I just seen recently where this homeless man got a scratch-off, won $1 million. Wilson Salmon, the manager of the liquor store where the winning ticket was sold, said that the winner was a longtime customer who was homeless. Also, I saw where the man, he didn't really know how to handle the winning ticket. He saw that he won. He couldn't believe it. And so the owner of the store where he bought the ticket kind of guided him on how to make sure that he wasn't taken advantage of, you know. So, you know, like I said, this is a story that I'm like, wow. Like, can you imagine only in America where you can be homeless one day and a millionaire the next day? If you hit the right scratch off, or if you play the lucky numbers, or if you, you know, y'all know what y'all try to call it. Y'all trying to hit a lick with gambling. Y'all be down there, you know, with the flashing lights trying to go for it all. Sometimes you lose some, sometimes you win some. But he finally got a scratch off that one, DJ Brothers. And we got video, if you're watching, if as we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
A man apparently living on the streets of California recently won a $1 million jackpot on a lottery scratcher. Carson Wells has his story.
That's the ticket right there.
Wilson Simon has worked at Sandy's Liquor since 2013 and tells me that this is the first time someone has ever won a prize of this size. He says the winner is a longtime customer who is also homeless.
He came to the store, he scratched, is like, oh my God, is that real? Wilson, can you come and take a look? I'm like, let me see. So I grabbed the ticket out of his hand. I went to the machine over there. He's like, I'm not homeless anymore. I'm like, man, you hit the jackpot. He's like, 100,000. And I'm like, no, bro, that's $1 million. That's $1 million ticket. Congrats, brother. Yeah, so we give each other a high five.
What goes through your mind when someone who shops here so often wins a ticket like this?
A lot. It's like a lot of happiness for the person, especially like a person or a loyal regular customer daily. I wish him all the best.
Simon did more than just confirm the winning ticket.
I drove him to Fresno, I think the next day or Wednesday. So, because he's like, he want to send it in the mail. I told him, that's $1 million ticket. No, I will drive you there.
I spoke with a spokesperson from the California Lottery who told me what has to be done before the money is awarded.
With $1 million winner like this, what the person who comes forward can expect is a very thorough vetting process. As you can imagine, we give away a lot of prize money at the California Lottery, and we're happy to do it, but we want to make sure we're giving it to the right person.
She says this vetting process can take anywhere from a few weeks to a couple months and involves an interview with the winner, checking to see if the person owes the state any money, and a few other factors.
We process in California over 10,000 winning claims a month.
Oh, wow.
So that's part of why it takes a little bit of time.
While I was at Sandy's, the winner came in to buy a few more tickets. He declined an on-camera interview, but tells me that this is a life-changing amount of money and that he intends to make a down payment on a home here on the Central Coast, get a car, and then invest and save the rest.
All right. Hey, he got a plan.
Love that. Back in the store to tell.
He got a little plan. He said he gonna get him a house, get him a car. Hopefully that ain't all the money. Because $1 million go quick. And then after they take the taxes out, you know, he said he going to invest. You know, maybe he, you know, hopefully he gets some financial, or he has financial literacy ideas, or somebody can get him in a financial literacy class. Because I like to hear when somebody come up. But like I said, there's a dark side to having money. And everybody coming out the woodworks, first he was homeless, couldn't find a place to stay. Now everybody is cuz. I ain't looking up. Hey, cuz, let me hold some. Hey, salute. And that was a feel-good story on this Friday. Somebody going from rags to riches. A homeless man. Now, hey, God bless him. Hopefully that he can keep and maintain, get some financial literacy courses, or, you know, kind of put his, you know, where it can stretch it out so he'll never be homeless again. I want to also talk about this situation. Usually I talk about this stuff at the Pop Culture Report because it has something to do with one of the mainstream rappers that everybody like. A Texas rapper, TK, sentenced to 80 years for a 2017 murder. I can't even name you one TK record. DJ Brothers, can you name a TK record?
Yeah, I can.
Which one? Which?
I'm the TK, I don't think you want no action. You want action, you get turned into passing. Your boy's deep, well, let's get to subtracting. Smith and Wesson made my nine with some compassion. The beat, I was trying to beat a case, but I ain't beat that case. I did the race.
That sound like he told on himself. That's what it sound like to me. He sound like one of the rappers that do something and then they can't wait to get on the mic and tell it. It sound like this is what he went to jail for. What he rapping about? Well, they saying he got 80 years total. I don't even understand why these young people practice crashing out regardless if they got wealth or they got fame. Look what just happened to Yellow Beezy. Like, you know, Lil Durk. Like all these rappers, they just passing through. they getting in a space just enough to poison folks to crash out and then they go to jail or they die. That's what it's looking like to me. I don't even see what these are young people. They ain't even have a chance to live. Throwing their whole life away. Making raps about some of the most egregious ideas. But then look at the puppet master, the person that's actually putting it out there. They saying that now all these young rappers got life insurance policies on them. Hey, I'll say this. We got to at least try to get ahead and try to challenge some of these record executives for putting a lot of this crashing out mentality, because they funding that. That's what they putting the money behind. And they know that these young people ain't going to last long with that mentality, with those idealisms. A lot of the end result of those idealisms is either prison or being in the grave. And you're seeing it right now more than ever. More than ever, you're seeing a lot of these young rappers, they ain't even lasting long. Hey, also, I think we talked about this a couple years ago when it happened. The young man, Salento, the one that made Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay, he in prison. The one that y'all had y'all doing the Nay Nay. Salento. Is that what his name is, DJ Brothers? Salento?
Yeah, Silento.
Yeah, he in prison for killing his cousin. What's going on? Why is this happening? Why is this that's a nasty trend that's going on. That's nasty. It's almost like we celebrating and having fun with their music. And then we move on to the next person. It's like back when I was coming up, your favorite superstar lasted a long time. You know, you got a couple different albums. You was able to grow a little bit and listen to their music. Now, you listen to your favorite rapper for one summer. Maybe two summers if you're lucky. You know, and then they caught up in some kind of jail situation or some type of murder situation or they murdered themselves. I think Pop Smoke, that young rapper Pop Smoke, he, soon as he dropped his major, he didn't even drop the major album. He had a bunch of mixtapes out here that everybody was liking, and then 50 Cent had to finish his major album because he was gone. Hey, that ain't the route. If y'all making music right now, all that drill, all that crashing out, that ain't the route. You be happy to get one summer, one good summer. They talk about these Milwaukee rappers, but they at least they having fun dancing, having a good time. They might be dancing, they may be having a good time, and you know, but they ain't doing that crashing out type vibe where you don't even last two summers before you get in a court case. We got Eddie on the lines. Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory. Good day, Zach. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, brother Eddie?
Tory, I'm doing okay. I guess it's going to storm out. I'm trying to get home.
It was real bad this
before
morning.
Before the storm comes.
It was real bad.
Yeah,
this
it's going to be. They say it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse.
What, worse than this morning?
What's worse than this morning? Yes, Tory.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes,
I thought it was hail. I thought I heard hail. It was hailing this morning, too.
Well, maybe there's going to be more hail or bigger hail, but it's supposed to be worse, Tory. That's all I know. Tory, I'm not a weatherman. I'm just a house painter working my way up the North Shore. I'm just the goy. Okay?
One house at a time.
Just a blue-collar guy. What's that? A house at a time. That's right, Tory.
Right.
A house at a time. Tory, I wanted to comment on something that you had said earlier about basically how disposable these new acts have become. Tory, back when I was a boy, Tory, a band to be considered a legendary band had to have, like, three hit albums in a row.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't put out one song, or then the next album, nothing, and the next album, one hit song. You had to put out three albums, and each album had to have five or six hits on it.
Yep.
And then you were a legend. Then you were Van Halen. Then you were Aerosmith. You know what I mean?
Right.
I agree. Today, everything's become disposable. It used to be that I loved chasing women, Tori. I loved meeting them somewhere, telling them lies, manipulating them.
Oh, wow.
Right? And then getting the date and conning my way into bed. But now, Tori, they don't have that anymore. You can just get on Tinder. You can just get on Tinder and order it up. It's cheap. It's cheap. Everything's cheap nowadays. I don't like it, Tori. You were right. This one, it's like one and out. They have one hit song. And then, Tori, when I was a kid, everybody loved rock and roll music, Tori. There were no doubts about it. Nobody had any rap or hip-hop, Tori, right? Maybe some jazz, but,
oh,
Tori,
yeah, Run DMC.
These are better back.
Run DMC walked this way.
I know they did, but I think my big breakthrough with rap and hip-hop was either Beastie Boys or Vanilla Ice, Tori. Either one of those legendary rap
groups. You more on the Vanilla Ice side.
Absolutely. What's wrong with that, Tori?
No,
what's
I'm just
wrong
saying,
with that?
You said it was something wrong with it. I
Tori,
said,
I don't see
I
color.
Said, you sound like you more on the
color.
Vanilla Ice side.
Well, you know, he was great. And all the brothers loved him, too, until they found out he was a white guy. And then
no.
They would say the next day,
hold on, wait a minute.
Sucked.
Some brothers from Brothers produced that album. Vanilla Ice made Death Row.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
We like Vanilla Ice.
Back in the 90s, I don't know if your younger listeners will know what this is, but many of the brothers would drive Cadillacs and Buicks, and they would lean. They would do this thing called leaning, where you could barely see their eyes above the dashboard. And those guys loved Vanilla Ice. They'd go through the neighborhood with that beat going, right, with a big bass, right, Ice Ice Baby. And once they found out that he was a white guy from the suburbs of Miami,
I don't think
things
that's true.
Changed, Tori.
You know where I think he went wrong? You know where I think Vanilla Ice went wrong when he started trying to wear the baggy pants? He went out with MC Hammer because he started doing the Ninja Turtles. He started becoming larger than life, and he started wearing those balloon pants, and he started dancing. And then when that wave ended, it ended with that. It took both of them out, MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice.
Okay, Tori, on that note, I'm going to go. The big storm's coming. I got to get home. I got bags full of groceries, Tori. Have a good weekend.
All right, Eddie. Be safe. Don't let the storm hit you where the good Lord split you.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Sometimes in life, we got to make decisions. And sometimes, you got to find a woman that you think is worth saving.
And I can be your superhero, your superhero, your superhero. And I can be your superhero.
Truth Nation, if you're looking for a new school or kindergarten through eighth grade, I got the right place for you. Have you heard of Milwaukee College Prep? For nearly three decades, MCP has been removing unfair barriers for children in Milwaukee. At MCP, they support the entire child. They offer pre-K mental health services, nutritional support, intervention services, and after-school programs, in addition to our character-first approach to learning. And most importantly, your child will receive a high-quality education, as every MCP campus have earned a 4-star rating exceeding expectations on the 2023-24 DPI report cards. To set up a school visit to learn more, visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. That's MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. Joining me on the lines is advocate author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Hey, is that you?
Hey.
That's your, hey, that's your little Woody. Salute. Okay. Hey. Superhero. Hey. Okay. Okay. Sorry, Lola Woody. I see. I see you. I heard that. I'm hey. Like, hold on, that's Tori. And that, yeah, that's Woody. Hey, salute to Woody.
Hey, salute. Hey. You know, like I said, you know, we you know, we from Milwaukee. We, yeah. It's a lot of talent yeah. here, yeah.
It's a lot of talent here, so salute, salute.
Well, Queen, I don't know where to
Happy
start.
Friday.
There's a lot of, it's a lot going on.
It's a whole lot of going on, yeah.
But what is powerful is that Justin McCoy, VP of Marketing at Cousin Subs, came through. And, you know, like I said, they sponsored the cleanup. A lot of people enjoyed eating Cousin Subs after the cleanup.
Absolutely.
But like I said, we have powerful partners that help us out here while we're grinding in the community now. And that's a blessing.
Absolutely. Salute to Justin because he was, again, the first to step up. Cousin Subs, that was a major, better bread, better subs, you know, and the subs was popping. The cookie was good, you know.
Hey.
We know how you get about the cookie.
Yeah, you know I need my chocolate chip cookie. You know, I get irritated when I can't get my chocolate chip cookie. You know, if you want to calm me down, just
For
give
real.
Me a chocolate chip cookie and maybe, you know, some milk. You know, I'm going to be straight.
The 2025 Cookie Monster.
Right,
yeah,
hey.
That's Tori Lowe.
Hey.
But, yeah, hey, salute to Cousin Subs and salute to Justin. I wasn't there to greet him, but salute because it was powerful, and we appreciate you, for real.
Also, down in Texas, Anthony Metcalf's father was escorted from the Carmelo Anthony press conference. He shows up.
Oh, yeah.
He says he just wants to see, you know, if they can kind of work together, I guess, or try to figure it out.
Come on. Again, I think it was a ploy for him to, again, show up unannounced while the camera's rolling, knowing that the son that their son can't have any contact with them. You know, I just thought, you know, that there was a better way to go about that. He could have reached out, you know, back door for the dad or whatever, but to just show up like that, I thought, you know, I don't think he's thinking at this point, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I think somebody need to check on him, you know, because
right.
again, that wasn't good from no side, because again, we still in the process of figuring out what took place, how it took place, and then the way that he talked down about the family. Again, in the beginning, he played, you know, the Christian, I forgive. And then it was like, what kind of parents raised this kid? You know, it went, he's all over the place. So,
right.
again, I hope somebody checked for his mental. Absolutely. And it's understandable. But at the same time, Texas is a stand your ground. And the way that he was standing there, to me, it seemed aggressive. You know, he didn't look friendly to me, you know. And at the same time, you're catching those parents off guard, which, like I said, it's a conflict of interest. Either way you look at it, if you want to have a sit down with the father, man to man, I can respect that, going through the attorneys to have that sit down. But just to pop up at somewhere that you know they're supposed to be at and their son is out on bail and you know that he can't contact your family or be around your family, you know. So I thought that wasn't smart at all.
Hey, like I said, and then the family hadn't addressed all of the rumors at that point.
Absolutely.
And I think that they
Absolutely.
Had to get their space because, like I said, the one family spoke out, the other family hadn't. Now we got both sides out here, both families speaking out. I think if they're gonna do something to make amends or try to see if anything can happen, I think if it's sincere, then reach out to the appropriate attorneys and let's set it up.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, the Metcalf family had a media tour,
right?
Okay, where, you know, they allowed certain things to be out here. It was the demonization, the what kind of parents raised this kid, you know, like it was some viciousness inside of that. So I mean, just for him to come out and, you know, again, to me, to put himself in that space he was out of line and out of order. You know, that was a violation, especially knowing, you know, that the Anthony kid couldn't be in no proximity with him or anybody else in that family. I just thought it was not tasteful at all, and that it sent out red flags to me, like somebody need to be checking on his mental, because for him to show up like that, knowing how sensitive everything is and how things are going, and now that his past has been put out there, it just wasn't a good look. It wasn't a good look at all.
And when you say this, the daddy has a past
sexual assault. Yeah.
Sexual assault.
He got a pass, but absolutely. He was charged with sexual assault.
Right.
So the reality of that is the demonization, how they pull up, you know, records of family members and how they tried to demonize the Anthony family, knowing that, one, the Midcalf family, it wasn't a two-parent household, okay? That the mother and father not together, you know. All of the ideologies and the stereotype that they put on the black family, it was actually the white family whose house was broken, okay?
Well what I'm saying is the dad shows up to the press conference.
Then when
you look at the story, they don't break down that he had a history. You just hear that he showed up.
They don't.
He was escorted away. And I think that, you know, if it was the opposite, if the dad of Carmelo Anthony had a past, you know what I mean?
It would have been plastered.
And then for them to.
Absolutely.
And then the neighbor who they said that the one that put out the rumor that they were buying new houses and cars and things like that. The neighbor is saying that they lied about what he said. It was fabricated because they've always had that.
Again, if you really, like I said, you know, right now we don't have real journalism. Like, the mainstream media just want to be the first one to drop whatever it is that they get. And a lot of it is hearsay. Absolutely. And they want to swirl it. Again, knowing the nature that we're in the state of America, because, again, things are toxic. And the way that they're spinning this, it goes right into the flow of trying to keep people ignited to
gaslight.
Keep us divided in reality. So I think, you know, because this, like I said, it was a well-to-do family. This was a good kid, good background. Educated background, parents been together since they were 17. He was a student, on a roll, working two jobs. He saved another kid when he was 14 years old. This was a good kid, you know, and things happen, whatever transpire, again, we'll find out that in court. But the reality is the demonization, the dehumanizing of him in the wordplay that they used for him and his family. Was above and beyond egregious. And for the background of the Metcalf father, for him to have that in his background, being aggressive when it comes to, you know, a criminal background, that shows that's thuggery. You know what I'm saying? The labels that they placed on this kid and his family, and there was no label placed on the Metcalf family, and for him to show up unannounced It just goes to show the parenting on one side of what they tried to portray, boy next door, this good kid, this and that. Like, now, you know, people are putting a telescope on the Midcalf family and the actions of their children, just like, you know, they put the scope on the Anthony side of the family. And the more they dig, the more good things that they find out.
Well, I'll say this. I watched a video of them escorting him away. They didn't pat him down.
Of course not.
I didn't see the pat down. So. I mean, I just what I'm saying.
There was no.
Okay.
There was no pat down. Okay. And the sad part is that the Anthony family have to relocate because they're getting the death threats.
Even
just
the,
like
judge.
The judge is.
Right. Well, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Saki. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We had Cousin Subs in the studio, so we love talking about our partners at Cousin Subs. I've been waiting for this one. The party sub. For a limited time only, Cousins is bringing back their famous 2-foot party subs. Whether it's for the big game, family gathering, or work celebration, Cousins 2-foot party sub is sure to be a crowd pleaser. Choose from the club, the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. Order in-store, online, or their app for a limited time. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts on the week. It was a long week. It was a lot going on.
Very in-depth. The week, again, productive, though. We're talking about subjects and issues that, you know, usually mainstream, either they hint on it, but they don't stand down on it. A lot of misinformation that's going around the Tory Lowe Show is actually for the people, by the people, where, you know, you're able to collect whatever information you need from either side and make your decision and do your research and be more informed about what's really going on, because we're in a time now where, like I said, you know, the due diligence of mainstream media is not what it used to be. So, I mean, again, a powerful week. Another one in the books. Salute to you. Salute to DJ Brother Z. It's always love and stand up Truth Nation. It's nice outside. Try to get outside and, or just sit inside because it's supposed to rain. Listen to the rain and find a place where you can get some peace.
Get ground.
This Friday, you know. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, so, I appreciate you, Elizabeth, as usual. I appreciate you for being out here on these front lines. And we got a lot of work to do.
Hey, as always, King, it's an honor. Be safe. Love you, Truth Nation. See y'all on Monday.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Tyler from Waterfowl Green. Don't know it's me. God bless. Get it.
All right, Truth Nation. Look, it's been a lot of conversations we didn't had this week. Hey, be safe. Have a fun, safe weekend. All right, everybody in the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat and everybody that called in all week participating. You know how we get down, Truth Nation. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris of Nick.